You ever travel on a bus?
No.
But you, how often did you go by train? How many different states of the Union have you been in?
Oh, quite a few. I don't know how many.
You're in Pennsylvania?
Just a little corner of Pennsylvania. Got lost down there, man. Come around through the Binghamton and back into New York again. I don't know how we got in. I don't know. I can't remember today how we got out of New York. We're on the wrong road. You had to turn around and come back.
What year was that?
Huh?
What year is that?
What?
What year?
Was that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Must be 40-odd years ago.
What were you doing down there?
I went down to see Ruth. She was in the hospital in New York City, 42nd Street. And then she was at the... the cooling place. What's in the hell the name of that? Haverstraw. West Haverstraw.
Haverstraw?
What? Haverstraw.
Rupturing cripple.
What
name?
Rupturing cripple. Upstairs, 42nd Street. Coming out of New York, we went and got on the wrong road. I know where the hell we went. First thing we knew, we were in Binghamton. Cross back and come up to Dodge on Route 5 up through. I don't know how we got lost tonight. I never didn't know where I was going anyway, so it didn't matter.
How many times were you in New York City?
Oh, I don't know.
What would you go for? To see your daughter and what else?
Well, I went down there then. And then, when I was down there fixing Warren's house, working there, why, that's 10, 15, 20 years ago. I don't know how long it was.
Did you ever just take time off to go sightseeing?
Yeah, we were down there. I went clear around the World's Fair, clear around the outside of it on Sunday before it opened. I was down there at Warren's visiting at Pauling, and we went down to Alice's. She lives in Mount Kisco on Grove Street there. We went out to Alice's, stayed overnight, and we drove on. Dick took us all through the city, drove all day through the city. And the other time, Warren and I went down, and we drove all one day through the city. I couldn't tell you how many times I've been there, a dozen or 15. While I was down there, I used to go once twice a year. From there, it was only about an hour and a half drive from Pauling to New York, you know.
Did your wife like to travel?
She liked to travel.
Did she like to travel?
Oh, not much. She didn't care that much. She didn't enjoy it so much.
So what year did your wife die? 12 to 13 years ago.
13 years ago that... '57, wasn't it?
Yep.
Mother died. Huh?
3rd of February.
3rd of February, 57. She was buried on the 5th. She's 57, I guess.
Where were you living when your wife died?
I was living in the Bob's folks there in the plane.
And she was living somewhere else when she died?
She was up there at Christina, Bangor.
Where was your next change of residence after she died? Where'd you go next to live?
I lived there at Bob's folks. 5 years ago I come here. I'd be down to Pauling most always in one shot. stayed out in Canada to be every night. Just as you drown amongst each other.
Stay with Dick for a while?
Huh?
Stayed with Dick for a while to do too. You stayed with Dick for a while.
Yeah, I stayed. He stayed on the farm there a while. I didn't go and live with him anyway.
Didn't?
Well, I went up there and stayed 3-4 days or a week. I used to go down to Pauling and stay there. I was down there last year for 2 months, 3 months.
You said you took up carpentry after your wife died?
Oh, yeah. I did some a lot before that. Odds and ends. When I couldn't find anything else to do, I'd do carpentry. If I could find something else to do that paid better, I'd done that.
Did you work for relatives or for other people after your wife
oh,
died?
Oh, everywhere. Anyway, anybody I got a chance. Do a job for I done it. Got that house for Gordon.
Is he a relative of yours? Gordon?
Gordon, no. I got his note. I think it was not. He went to bankruptcy. $600. Never did a cent.
What made you decide to stop carpentry work?
What, to stop it?
Yeah.
My God, well, I couldn't do it.
What year was that?
That's about 4 years, 3 years ago, I think. I think it's 3 years ago I finished the inside of the house for a million out there in Canada. It was just the walls and the plasterboard, and I put all the cases on. Put on the kitchen cupboard. Living room, big bathroom, utility room, they call it, the freezers in there, four big cupboards, big closets with a freezer, deep was a freezer, you see, they put everything in storage, if you wanted to move it out and sell it, that utility room, utility room is about 9 feet square. Washing machine, and the sink in there, and the water, hot, cold water. Four big cupboards.
During your life, did you have many friends who were as close to you as your relatives?
Oh, yeah, I had lots of friends. I never had to quarrel with anybody. Never had a quarrel with anybody. I never had a man lift a hand to you. I never had been tempted to hit a man since I went to school or tomboy.
What were the happiest... What were the happiest years of your life, would you say?
Oh, I couldn't tell you that.
You don't have some years which were happier than
no.
Anything?
What made you decide to marry your wife? What were, got enough money, you got a permanent job, something like that, or was it something else?
No, I loved her, that's why I married her. First time I see her, I carried her from the clothes closet out to the kitchen in my arms. She was about 4 or 5 years old. I was 7 or 8, I was 3 years older than she was. They always went together.
This is rather, how'd you feel like when your children, some of your children have died? Does that make you feel, how's that make you feel? Like,
how would you think you'd feel?
I know, but well, you're older than they are. It seems strange they should die before you.
Well, I don't know if I can say that. It hurt, and that's all I know. That's all I can tell you. It hurt. You'll never forget it. Gets to be a dream after a while, but you never forget it. Dude.
How do you feel about death?
Well, a man born a woman stays on earth and she won't pull the trouble. And there's never one yet got out of this world alive.
Do you believe in the hereafter?
Oh, yes, there's something somewhere. I don't know what it is. Nobody else does either. All you've got is somebody's idea. Boo!
Carolyn Langlois, March the 26th, 1942. Marsha Langlois, the 5th, 1944. Sharon Cannell, September 1944. Deborah Cannell, 1944, but I haven't got no dates down here.
46.
I don't know. Yeah, 46. Milton Langlois, August the 14th, 1940. Richard Cannell, December 1947. William James Langlois, February the 4th, 1949. Robert W. Borden, September the 1st, 1949. William Wilma Borden, October the 10th, 1950. Linda Lee Langlois, September the 17th, 1955. Beverly Louise French, September the 19th, 1955. Joyce Ann French, October the 6th, 1953. Carol Ruth Langlois, January the 6th, 1951. Diane Marie Borden, March the 6th, 1954. Cynthia Ann French, December the 2nd, 1954. Ronald Merton French, February the 8th, 1955. Michael J. Smith, January the 11th, 1955. Jana Ferreira, July the 7th, 1955. Keith O'Connor, February the 29th, 1956. Deborah Langlois, April the 30th, 1956. Deborah Ruth French, August the 1st, 1956. Gail DeRushy, September the 10th, 1956. Gabriel Langlois, August 1956. Dennis O'Connor, January the 5th, 1956. Raymond J. French, November the 3rd, 1956. Judy Langlois, July the 24th, 1958. Joy A. DeRushy, October the 14th, 1958. Robert Ferreira, March 30th, 1958. Dennis Borden, December the 17th, 1958. Patrick Smith, January the 19th, 1959. Susan Langlois, January the 27th, 1959. Deborah Ann King, March 27th, 1959. Nadine Langlois, October the 24th, 1958. Scott Langlois, September the 3rd, 1959. Gary Lee French, February the 10th, 1960. David L. King, May the 6th, 1960. Barry A. Dabia, August, June the 27th, 1960. Alisa Langlois, August the 10th, 1960. Gary McNamara, October the 20th, 1960. Lynn Langlois, April the 13th, 1961. Kevin Langlois, April the 15th, 1969.
Calvin Langlois.
Stephanie.
Stephen. Stephen Thomas.
Yeah, Stephen Thomas Maud, April the 29th, 1961. Diane H. King, June the 27th, 1961. Philip Maynard French, August the 3rd, 1961. Jody Marie French, August the 3rd, 1961. Michael James French, September the 3rd, 23rd, 1961. Laurie Ann, September the 25th, 1961.
Britain.
George Britain. Dale Bruce Langlois, October the 5th, 1961. Conrad.
Gerard. P.
P. McNamara, January the 17th,
1962.
That's one is young. Trudy L. French, August the 27th, 1962. And Alan E. Maud, November the 21st, 1962. W. Langlois, January the 8th, 1962. Helen M. McManus, February the 1st, 1962. Lynn Mary King and Laurie Marie King, twins, April the 4th, 1963. Jean Marie? Britton. May the 2nd, 1963. Kimberly McManus, April 1963. Cynthia Maud, December the 1st, 1963. Charles S. French.
Charles L. French.
December the 13th, 1963. Charles Ferreira, February the 2nd, 1964. Susan McNamara, February the 15th, 1964. Kent Langlois, May the 16th, 1964. Arthur M. French, July the 18th, 1964. George M. Britton, July the 14th, 1964. Mark Allen French, September the 7th, 1964. Dorothy J. McManus, September the 24th, 1964. Brian J. King, March the 4th, 1965. John McManus, March the 10th, 1965. Stephanie Langlois, September the 28th, 1965. Donald W. Langlois, September the 29th, 1965. Michael D. McNamara, April the 29th, 1965.
Michael D. McManus, April
29th, 1965. Marlia A. Willis, July the 20th, 1965. French, November the 12th, 1961. Stephen E. French.
That's 65.
Yeah, 65. Sorry. Stephen E. French, April 18th, 1966. Arthur.
J. J.
Debian.
F. Debian. It's an F.
Yeah, Arthur F. Debian. It is.
May
6th, 1966. See. Michael McManus, May the 13th, 1967.
Marilyn.
Marlene.
Marilyn.
Maryland. J. French, July the 31st, 1961. Robert W.
66.
Robert W. McNamara, July the 29th, 1966. David.
Irwin.
Irwin, October 1966. Ann M. Ready?
Yeah.
Ann M. Langlois, October the 25th, 1966. Tammy M. LaPlante, January the 17th, 1967. Lyle J. Debian, March the 5th, 1967.
Seven.
James P. Britton, March the 20th, 1967. Elizabeth Langlois, April the 19th, 1967. Donna Lee McManus, August 1967. Nancy A. French, August the 24th, 1967. Terry L. Langlois, December the 24th, 1967. Thomas D. King, March 26, 1968. Laurie McManus, January the 29th, 1968. Michael D. Biat, May the 11th, 1968. Donna K. LaPlante, January the 14th, 1968. Lawrence D. McNamara, July the 14th, 1968. Now this one I haven't got their name. 29th.
Langlois, August 25th, 1968. No
and
name.
Billy Joe French, September the 1st, 1968. And
what?
Here's a Willis, but I don't know what her name is. December the 20th, 1968. Sandra Langlois, December the 21st, 1968. Trudy M. LaPlante, August the 21st, 1969. Paul Grant McManus, December the 12th, 1969. And John Christopher French, January the 25th, 1970.
Great, great grandchildren.
Yeah. B. Carroll, March
B. in Bordeaux, Carroll.
March the 12th, 1964. And Kelly M. Carroll, March the 1st, 1965.
Okay.
Richard J. King, August 1968.
Kelly, what's my Lee?
Pouch, huh?
Leslie Lee Palachuk.
March 10th, 1967. And
what do you call her?
Mike Langlois. I don't know when his birthday.
Who?
You don't know either. John McManus, May the 1st, 1965.
I was 2 years old when I got married.
Mark McManus, 1966. Lisa McManus, January the 19th, 1968. And Sheila Mae McManus, March the 18th, 1969. That